This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3571, from Monday, the 11th of April, 2022. Today's show is entitled The Meatball Mystery. It is hosted by Windigo and is about 9 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is: a naming oddity leads to questions about genealogy and American history.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Windigo, and HPR is, as it often is, low on shows. So, while you think about the episode that you're going to record to fill up the queue, I can tell you a story about spaghetti and meatballs. One thing I've discovered about being a parent gives you opportunities to reassess your preconceptions. Quite a bit, actually. While explaining pasta names, I had one of these revelations. I was going through the different varieties of pasta available with my daughter. Spaghetti, linguine, vermicelli, ziti, farfalle, lasagna, penne. I kept going with various Italian foods, explaining that they had Italian names because they came from Italy, like stromboli, calzone, pizza, marinara, bolognese, meatballs. Wait a second, I realized I had no explanation to why we have dozens of Italian foods with very Italian-sounding names, but meatballs? Meatballs? Where did that come from? So, a little background. My mother's family, the Orsinis, immigrated from Italy a few generations ago. My cousin has done some genealogy work, so I did a quick search for some distant ancestors in the Ellis Island databases. Ellis Island is home of the Statue of Liberty and was the gateway for many immigrants that populated my area of America. I came from northern New York, and a lot of us can trace our ancestors right back to New York City. So in my research, I think I found a record of my ancestor who arrived here in 1897, Teresa DiPillo. The ship she rode over on was scrapped the same year, which does give me a little bit of perspective about why my mother's vehicles always end up in the condition that they are in. Apparently, our family has a tradition of riding their transport straight into the ground. But anyways, one of the things we have passed down through our family is our meatball recipe. My grandmother was famous for the meatballs she made. My grandmother learned how to make meatballs from my great-grandmother Josephine, who started out as a Neroni before she married into the Orsini family. And great-grandma Josephine was taught by my great-great-grandmother Teresa, who married into the Neroni family. And I've learned to make them myself. It would be simpler to try and get my encryption keys out of me than to get me to give up the recipe for Orsini family meatballs. But meatballs just doesn't sound like a classic Naples dish, does it? Maybe the Italian word for meatballs was too complicated to be integrated into our American vernacular? Well, it turns out there are meatballs in Italy. They are called polpette. They're much smaller than the meatballs that I'm used to, and they are never served with marinara. They are served plain and can be made with many different types of meat, from turkey to fish. The combination of spaghetti and meatballs, however, is not a native Italian dish. In my experience, meatballs are always served with some form of sauce and longer pasta, so spaghetti being the gold standard, but it would not be unheard of to see meatballs with linguine or other thinner noodles, but meatballs are usually served with marinara. In fact, not only usually, but they should be cooked in it, or else your invitation to the family reunion gets revoked. So where did this traditional spaghetti and meatball combo come from that's been passed down through my family? It just so happens, as I was able to find out, that it came from America, specifically Italian immigrants. Apparently, one of the side effects of traveling to America was that your food budget was less and less of your total income. In Italy, you had to spend 75% of your income on food. But once my ancestors immigrated to America, food only took up 25% of their income. I'm not sure if Italy just had much higher food prices or the opportunities in America allowed Italian immigrants to make more money, but the result was that food was not nearly as much of your total income. And this wasn't just Italian immigrants either. This had the effect of transforming corned beef from an occasional luxury to a staple of Irish American diets. With this change in economics, the focus shifted from being able to find enough nutrition to survive to a full-blown bake-off. In striving to be the best cook of the neighborhood, the polpette, which is, usually small and made of half bread and half meat, became much larger and the meat ratio increased. So that explains where meatballs have come from, but there's still a couple pieces to the puzzle we're missing. Where did the spaghetti and marinara come in? So it turns out marinara as a sauce has roots in Naples. Marinara originated as marinaro, and I'm pretty far from Italy at this point, so my pronunciations are probably terrible. But marinaro means sailor sauce because it is apparently easy and quick to make. So when the sailors' wives would see their husband's ship pull in, they had a chance to make sauce for dinner. It gained popularity among Italian American immigrants, not because it was quick and easy to make, although, knowing my Italian American ancestors, that certainly did not hurt, but because tomatoes were available in the grocery store. You could get a can of tomatoes where a lot of other Italian ingredients probably weren't as available. So if you can get garlic and tomatoes and a little olive oil, bam, you've got marinara. Spaghetti had a very similar reason for becoming part of the trio. Spaghetti was available in grocery stores. You probably didn't have the variety that we do now, but spaghetti is easy to manufacture, I would assume, because it's just a big old string of pasta. So it was available in the grocery stores that these Italian immigrants had access to. So that is the story of why spaghetti and meatballs is a dish. It's definitely labeled Italian food in our restaurants in America, but it is most certainly an Italian-American dish in origin. Of course, spaghetti existed and the concept of a meatball had been well established, but the Italian-American immigrant were the one that combined it. It's the Arnold Palmer of fine dining, I suppose. For those of you that haven't experienced an Arnold Palmer, it is a beverage made of iced tea and lemonade. And, now that I think about it, I don't know where that came from either. Might have something to do with Arnold Palmer. Anyhow, I discovered this fascinating information thanks to my daughter bringing up questions and Shailen Esposito writing for Smithsonian Magazine. I will put a link to her excellent article in the show notes. Now, if there was ever any question whether or not you could record an HPR episode yourself, I would like to think that my spaghetti and meatballs episode put the bar just low enough to get everybody under. So please record an HPR episode and let's fill up that queue a little bit.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.